This is the time that the planet and God and the universe is giving us to practice. This is your masterclass for life, sitting in the uncertainty.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit an inspiration. And I have been chatting with you all on these quickies pretty much just about the situation that we are all finding ourselves in together. And I hope that I can be a bright spot for you if you're somebody who is looking for a little more routine or taking me on a walk and is like, oh my God, for the love of God, get me out of the house and just make me feel better. I can relate to that because that's literally how I feel pretty much every day. Like, please let me go move some energy around. Please let me go get out and just do something to elevate my mood. So that is what these podcasts are going to be. We are going to be talking about how to either get or stay in a routine that feels good for us. Don't get me wrong. I totally have my days where I'm just like, screw it all. Let me go back under the covers. But I'm not letting that happen too often because I really do. I know that that's my old default and that that's not really the feeling or the vibration that I want to be in. So a question that came up for me today that just kind of knocked my socks off. I guess, isn't that just great when you think you're brilliant for like 30 seconds out of your day? It feels so good. And then I'm like, wait, where'd that go? The question that came up that I've just been asking myself today that I've been loving, and I hope that you love too, that this just becomes a gift for you, is what if this was a part of the plan? What if this was a part of the plan? And I don't even want you to say the. Like, let's switch that out for a minute. What if this is a part of my plan to become that big version of me? Like that version that I've been seeing, but there's been things that are holding me back or fears or judgments or whatever the things are. We all know what they are. We all have them. But what if this was a part of my plan? What if this was a part of the plan? What if this is a part of the big picture of how we come back together or the earth starts to heal itself or whatever that looks like? What if this was a part of the plan? What if you trusted that no matter what, it will end up well? What if you really leaned in and trusted that no matter what, it will end up well? Then this will be a blip in time where you learned to sit with uncertainty. If this was a part of the plan, how would you connect the dots with this time to how it will impact your future and what it will pull out of you? What it will pull out of the world? What new ways will begin and new methods? And new ways of connecting and thinking and being are going to come out of this. What is the good that's going to come out of this? Certainly, we know the bad that's coming out of it. All we have to do is turn on any news channel, and there's plenty of that. But are you seeing the good? I'm asking that you start spending more time in the good than the bad. It's important to educate yourself and then spend the time in the good because honestly, I just weigh the two options that I have every day. I can sit and be upset I can sit and feel really bad about the world. I can sit and feel like, is this the end of so many things? That doesn't feel good. That doesn't make me a good human. I had the worst day ever yesterday. And I literally could not get out of the funk. So you know what I did? I just sat in it. I was like, it's a day where I'm feeling all of the feels. I think I'm feeling the energy of the planet. I think I'm feeling, we're just going to pull it all in, right? Here's literally what I did. Because when you feel bad, I just added up everything that was making me feel bad and looked for more things to make me feel bad. I was like, oh my God, it's because there's a full moon. It's because I'm looking on social media. It's because this, it's because Chris said this. It's because my family's like this. It's because of this. And I went deep down dark into the spiral and I cried pretty much all day and felt freaking terrible. And looking back, I'm totally good with feeling those feelings. And I was like, you know what? Nothing is going to make this day better except like just sitting in it and a good night's sleep. And I still went for a long run because I was like, come on, support yourself, support yourself, support yourself. I went for a long run. I listened to a podcast. Wasn't a great podcast to listen to. They ended up just talking about a lot of the statistics of how people are feeling right now, which wasn't good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to kind of just let this day be one of those days where I feel all the feels. And I'm not going to write it off, but I am going to say it's okay to just have a crap day, sit in these feelings, and remember that life is only sweet because there's a range of emotion. So I'm going to sit in this and let myself experience this ultimate low. And let me tell you, it was an ultimate low. I was thinking thoughts that I would be ashamed to even put into the light. But you know what? Grace on myself. All good. I'm just letting you know how low they went. And today I feel amazing. Now, sometimes this is going to last for a day. Sometimes this might last for a week, a month, whatever that is. But I'm going to, like I've been speaking to this whole time, I woke up today. I drank water. I did my routine. I, you know, said a prayer. I've worked out. I've listened to happy music. I talked to a friend. I feel so much better today. I did all those things yesterday. Did not feel good, but it's about staying in that routine because it will pull you out. It is going to be the thing that's going to help you. So how would you connect the dots with this time? If you were to fast forward and look at how you come out of this, look at yourself maybe in 2 years, and you're most likely, if you listen to this podcast and you're doing the things and you're having grace with yourself and you're thinking outside of the box, you're going to look back and be like, that was the time that I realized that no matter what would happen to me, I would be okay. And that's all we're trying to get to, you guys. I hope that you realize this. The place that we are trying to get to in life in general for peace of mind, it's just no matter what happens out in the world externally, I will be okay internally. What's going to make you feel that way? Is it going to be because you took this time to strengthen your faith? Is it going to be because you took this time to realize that no matter how dark those emotions got, like for me yesterday, that I'm going to sit with them and know that those emotions are not me. They're just visitors. They were just visiting. And thank God that I woke up today and I felt better. I didn't feel freaking amazing, but I woke up and I felt better. So I really want to remind you, keep eating healthy, keep drinking water, keep talking to people, keep connecting on Zoom, keep moving your body, keep doing what you can do because those emotions are just visiting you. And sometimes those visitors that you don't love are the ones that really make you realize who you are and what you do love. So yesterday, I realized a whole lot of things about myself. And one of them truly is no matter what I go through, I will be okay. And for those of you who don't know, this reminds me very much of a time in 2008 where Chris and I, he had lost his job. I was only working like random retail jobs because I believed I didn't have the education and I wasn't smart enough. And I was only bringing in like, oh my God, you guys, I think I was bringing like $300 to $400 a week, maybe. And, you know, we lost our home, we lost our cars, we were $300,000 in debt with nobody to bail us out. So we ended up getting rid of everything and moving into a one-bedroom apartment and starting completely over. And I will tell you that every day felt super overwhelming. I cried every day, but I stuck in my routine and I kept asking the questions, the what questions, right? Not the why questions, not the why is this happening, not the when will this be over. I'm like, what can we do right now to bring money in? What is my future going to look like? Who do I need to be in order to get myself out of this? So start asking yourself those what questions and who do you need to be instead of the why questions. The why questions just bring you deeper into that hole of despair. So this is a beautiful time. I want to point out why. Of course, I understand what's going on in the world. I feel like I just have to make that blanket statement, but I want to be the, I don't think there's the news that is pulling you forward, pulling you into your higher self or highest spirit. And that's what we need more of right now, is just an up-leveled energy so that you can help uplift the people who are on the front lines, so you can help uplift your family, so that you can help uplift people that you come in contact with. There's enough of pulling down. We don't need more of that right now. We need to be the people who pull up and pull ourselves up first, because in order to support others, you have to support yourself first. So why is this a beautiful time? This is a time where I feel like there's a lot less expectation on us. There's less expectation from the outside world. There's less expectation on social media. It's kind of like this little mini timeout. Like the world is like, go sit in the corner. And some of us are like, but I'm an extrovert. And this is so hard. And you can't put baby in the corner. And us, some of us introverts that were like, finally put me in a timeout. Like, I'm going to just finger paint over here in the corner by myself and thoroughly enjoy it. But even introverts like to be somewhat extroverted and we like to connect. So we're all having our own weird struggle as well with some different things. That was a random tangent, guys, but I feel like a lot of my audience is a lot like me. So hopefully you understood what I'm talking about. But this is the time where expectation has been lifted a bit. There is a lot less people out in the world making you feel like you have to do a million things. Now, I do know that in the beginning of this, it was like, oh my God, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to launch my courses. I'm going to create this and create that. And now that we're like 3-4 weeks in, a lot of us into having like real quarantine, everything closed. I think this is our fourth or fifth week in LA of everything being locked down. And it's almost like it goes in waves, right? Like week one, you're like, oh my God, this can't be. Week two, you're like, is this really happening? Week three, you can go through another wave of like, did they just take something else away? Week four, you're like, is this the new normal? I'm kind of, am I slipping into this? However your weeks go, it's up and down and back and forth. But truly, it's like, this is kind of a time where there's not people telling you you need to do a million different things. It is a time where you can pull that expectation off of you and some of the anxiety of showing up socially and the social pressures, whether it be online or out in the world. You guys, I had so much social pressure here being in LA with it being such a main hub for people visiting and coming through. I would probably have 20 inboxes a week of people asking me to go to coffee. I was so overwhelmed. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a time where I actually get to not have to use all my willpower on figuring out how to say no in a nice way so people don't not like me. Yes, this is a real thing. I know a lot of you have that, where you can figure things out and go and do different things that you want or get different projects done that you want, or rest. Oh my God, take a nap in the afternoon if possible. Spend time with your kids. Like, enjoy getting frustrated with the fact that you're bored. Enjoy getting frustrated with the fact that your dog is driving you freaking insane. Like, Chris and I are having this endless battle with our puppy because it's back and forth of you watch him. I watched him yesterday. I watched him for 4 hours yesterday while he chewed my leg. I can only imagine what's going on right now with families and kids. But just observing how we can make any situation good or we can make any situation bad. But I want to point out, we're going back to it, less expectation. So start looking around for where the expectation has been lifted on you, where it used to be, or what pressure you were putting on your own self. Another thing, a lot of deadlines have been removed, right? We don't have this deadline that we're working towards for, you know, a lot of times for me, it's an event or a launch or a project. A lot of these deadlines have been removed, so it really is a lot more free time. Really asking ourselves, can we feel good without external things? Can we feel good without external things in the world? And realizing that this uncertainty, this time of absolute uncertainty in the world, is actually for you. Here's why. Because sitting with uncertainty and being able to handle a large amount of uncertainty is all that leaders do. I think the thing that makes a leader is because they've learned how to carry the weight of uncertainty for a larger amount of it and a longer time than anyone else. Think about it. Why don't people have events? Why don't people put their neck out there? Why don't people get on social media? Why don't people take big risks? It's because the amount of uncertainty and the sitting in the not knowing, will people buy tickets? Will people like this? What will happen? Will I get bad reviews? Will I get customers? Like, there is so much uncertainty in that is what is stopping people. There's just too much what ifs. They just don't know what's going to happen. And instead of thinking and believing that good can happen, they're thinking in the uncertainty that bad is going to happen. So leaders are born because of, it's like, how much weight can you lift, right? How much uncertainty can you handle? So this uncertainty is happening for you, because if you can handle more and more and more, you can be a leader at anything out in the world. Nothing has ever or will ever be certain. The only thing that's certain in your life is your beliefs. The only thing that's certain is that you can say, no matter what happens to me, no matter what I go through, I have faith in God. I have faith that everything will turn out. I have faith that something is better on the other side, even if the other side is not being of this worldly body and on this planet. And maybe it's a heavenly body, or maybe it's a spiritual body, or maybe it's a reincarnated body, whatever your belief is. Like, that's the only thing that's certain, you guys. And if that freaks you out, sit with that. Because that's truly all that we have. So lean hard into that. Use this time to lift weights. Like, do your reps of uncertainty every day and see how much you can let go and pull your claws out of needing control. And the more uncertain that you can be and sit with that, the more you are going to be able to handle, the more of a leader you're going to be able to be, the more your faith is going to grow on the other side. So use this time of uncertainty as your time to, this is it. Class is in session. This is it. This is the time that the planet and God and the universe is giving us to practice. This is your masterclass for life, sitting in the uncertainty. When you feel afraid, say a prayer. When you feel afraid, support yourself. When you feel freaked out, anxiety, like you're turning into a total psychotic freak show and you're ruining all your relationships and sabotaging yourself, say a prayer, sit down, do the things, use the tools, classes in session. This is it, you guys. I'm sending you so much love. I am here for you. I will continue to speak on this podcast. I hope that I can be the voice, be your friend during this time, of just someone you can tune into to know, like, we're all in this together and we're all connected to something so much bigger that absolutely 1,000,000% has your back and can blanket you in peace and in love. If you pray for that over and over and over, be relentless with your prayers, be relentless with leaning into uncertainty and having faith. And this is that time for you. You're all going to meet yourself. You're going to meet your highest self if you do this. You're going to know that this is the time that absolutely made you. I love you guys. And until next time, earn your happy.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.